Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, December 27th, 2024. Good to have you with us, as always. Anyway, it is now time to get our weather, everyone. And to do that, I'm going to go ahead and open up our web browser, because I did not manage to open it up, because I'm weird like that. Thankfully, since the CPU is still high-end, it's instant. Just our history here, and I'll try to find AccuWeather. Ah, there it is. Alright, so very windy, a morning shower in spots followed by periods of rain this afternoon. You may want to expect travel delays and localized power outages and secure loose objects. A high of 51. Tonight, cloudy with a couple of showers, low 48. Here's the current weather, 46 degrees. Real feel, also 46, with mostly sunny skies. This is just the current weather, by the way. Real field shade is 46, wind is south 4 miles per hour, wind gusts are up to 8 miles per hour. Looking ahead, rain from tomorrow evening to Sunday afternoon could lead to flooding. Interesting. Here's the 10-day weather forecast. We'll just do the 10-day, I guess. For today, December 27th, it'll be 51 high, 48 low. Very windy, afternoon rain, and tonight, overcast with showers around. 90% chance of rain, that is. On Saturday, December 28th, it'll be 53 high, 44 low. Cloudy with a little rain, and at night it'll be raining with 80% chance. Sunday, December 29th, it'll be 49 high, 40 low. Periods of rain, some heavy rain, 98% chance. And then in the night, it'll be mostly cloudy with a shower. On Monday, December 30th, it'll be 50 high, 37 low. Clouds yielding the sun. And then at night, it'll become cloudy. On Tuesday, December 31st, that's New Year's Eve. We'll have more on that later. 41 high, 39 low, rain and drizzle possible, overcast with rain possible, 30% chance. Now on Wednesday, January 1st, which is New Year's Day, it'll be 47 high, 45 low, cloudy with a chance of rain, rain and drizzle, 35% chance. On Thursday, January 2nd, it'll be 53 high, 43 low, with partly sunny skies, a shower early, cloudy, 25% chance. On Friday, January 3rd, sorry about that. On January 3rd, that's Friday, by the way, it'll be 50 high, 42 low, with cloudy with afternoon rain, early rain, and then a shower with 69% chance. And then on Saturday, January 4th, it'll be 52 high, 44 low, with a morning shower, cloudy, 40% chance, I mean. And then cloudy in the evening. And then the last day, Sunday, January 5th, which is my mom's birthday back then. May she rest in peace, by the way. 52 degrees high, 45 degrees low. Clouds giving way to some sun. 9% chance of rain, not really any rain at all. That could change, though. Partly cloudy in the evening. Alright, sun phase is 8 hours and 48 minutes. It rose at 7:51 a.m. It was just a while, just a little bit ago at 7:51 a.m. And it will set at 4:39 p.m. And the moon phase is a waning crescent. I'm not going to bother reading the air quality because, well, I mean, I could, but it is excellent. But I think the reason why it's excellent is because, well, it's raining. But what's interesting is that the mold is moderate, though. Could that be because of the rain? I don't know. Interesting. Anyway, now, about New Year's Eve, I have something interesting to tell you guys. You remember last year I did a event on YouTube, which was basically my KHKJ-TV celebration. Well, since I didn't really do a whole lot of stuff on KHKJ-TV this year instead what I'm going to do is I'm going to be doing something for on my radio station instead. For New Year's Eve. However, though, I want to do the live thing with the ball drop, though, so as a result, this event might have to be broadcast through early, I guess you could say. I think it's going to be broadcasted from 5 to 10, I believe. So for West Coast viewers, instead, what you're going to get is basically a YouTube video instead with me showing off my, it's kind of hard to explain, but I'm going to be showing off my Gateway DX48050 counting down to midnight on the Windows 7 clock, I believe. Assuming it'll work. Maybe I'll use a Windows XP VM. We'll see what happens. But anyway, it also says here, rain, the wind, and the New Year in parts of the U.S. Yeah, well, that's what it's looking like. Yeah, that's what it's looking like. Rain, rain, rain. Okay, we'll go back here now. Go. Anyway, we'll go ahead and put our commercial in now. Simple as that. At least we read the weather release. I made an announcement about the New Year's Eve thing about our radio station, sort of. Again, it'll be on December 31st from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. The ball drop will be at, it'll be around 8:55 p.m. It'll be courtesy of EarthCam, supposedly. Assuming they were going to be doing it, which I wouldn't see why they wouldn't. So, yeah. Alright, here we go. Half. If you're wondering what I'm doing, I'm just counting the breaks so I know what I'm dealing with. I don't know why I do this, but that's just how it's gotta be, guys. Anyway, there we go. Alright, let's play our music and finally. The part that's more exciting, of course. I guess you could say we're gonna kick it off with Jay Sean's Down, 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 Down. About a 3 minute song. And after that we'll do sorry about that. What should we do? Oh, let's just do California Girls. How about that? And you're probably wondering what music I'll be playing during the ring in the New Year. Well, I'm going to be playing Jonas Brothers, Kesha, Lenny Kravitz, Louis Fonsi, Natasha Bedingfield, Renee Rapp, Sophie Ellis Best Tour with Murder on the Dance Floor, classic by the way, T-Pain, Teddy Swims, Thomas Rhett, and TLC, the Scrubs. Yeah. Anyway, coming up in the next segment will be Food Talk, guys, so there you go. So anyway, you're listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, December 27th, 2024, so there you go. And then the reason why I'm not doing it on YouTube is because they've been going pretty all in on music. They took off one of my videos because of just AC/DC's TNT. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was California Girls. Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg and Down by Jay Sean featuring Lil Wayne right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it's time for Food Talk, and we are going to actually talk about something a little bit different. That's right. It is part of our Healthy Weight Watchers Lifestyle Guide, The 26 Weight Watchers desserts. We're not going to read all of them, by the way. I wish we could, though. We'll read some of them. Don't deny yourself dessert. Satisfy your next sweets craving with these low point brownies, cookies, cakes, and other Weight Watchers dessert recipes. Yeah. And we're going to kick it off with banana ice cream. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, it just opens up a new tab. Alright, you'll have a hard time believing that this frozen treat is not really ice cream, but it is a good for all, you all fruit desserts. I serve this to the kids and the family, and they love to build their own sundaes. It'll melt so fast, so serve it right away or stick it in a freezer. It's ready in 10 minutes. It serves two. Free ingredients. Here's what you need. Two ripe peeled bananas, cut into chunks and frozen. 2 to 4 tablespoons of milk, or 2 to 4 tablespoons of fruit juice, whichever you prefer. And 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Here's directions. First, you want to place the frozen bananas in the fruit processor and puree, adding the vanilla extract and just a few spoonfuls of juice or milk to make a soft serve texture to the banana ice cream, quote unquote. Then, serve it just like ice, in a cone, in a thin parfait glass layer like strawberries, or as a sundae with chocolate syrup. You can also flavor the quote unquote ice cream with other frozen fruit that you may puree together with the bananas. Pineapple is especially delicious, and mango is especially wonderful. But if you're vegan, don't use the milk. Use the fruit juice. That's what it's there for. Anyway, there you go. That's banana ice cream. It's very simple to make. It's ready in 10 minutes, of course. And we'll move on to the next one, which is, actually, we'll talk about cannoli cones. What's this about? Alright, HG's Holy Moly Cannoli Cones, Weight Watchers points equals free. This is our free Weight Watchers points, by the way. It's ready in 10 minutes, 8 ingredients, yield 6 cones, serve 6. Here's what you need. You need 6 sugar ice cream cones, like the kind by Keebler, if they're still around, which I think they are. 1 cup of fat-free ricotta cheese. 2 tablespoons of fat-free ricotta cheese. 2 for a cup of Cool Whip free, VOD. 2.5 tablespoons of Splenda granular, 2 tablespoons of semi-sweet mini chocolate chips, divided that is, 1 tablespoon of fat-free, sugar-free instant vanilla pudding mix, and finally 1 tablespoon of powdered sugar. Alright, here's directions. First, you'll want to place all the ingredients except the cones and chocolate chips in a medium bowl. Use an electric mixer, beat it on high until the mixture is fully combined and fluffy. Fold it in half of the chocolate chips. Then, carefully transfer the mixture into a large plastic bag, squeezing it down towards one bottom corner of the bag. Snip that corner off with the scissors so that you have a makeshift piping bag. Gently squeeze the ricotta mixture into the cones, evenly distribute it among them. Sprinkle the remaining chocolate chips evenly on top of the filling each cone, and then finally, eat it and enjoy it. Simple as that! Yeah! Sorry about that, I think we have time for one more recipe, I believe. And we'll finish it off with chocolate crunch bars, which is worth 2 points. Ready also in 10 minutes, serves 24, 5 ingredients. Here's what you need. 6 cups of chocolate flavor crisp rice cereal. 1.5 tablespoons of margarine. 1.5 tablespoons of reduced fat peanut butter. 8 ounces of large marshmallows. You can use half 16-ounce package if you'd like. And a 1/3 cup of reduced fat semi-sweet chocolate morsel. Cool. Anyway, here's directions. First, you want to spray a 13x9-inch baking dish with non-stick cooking spray like Pam. Then you want to place the rice cereal in a large bowl. And in a saucepan, you want to combine the marshmallows and margarine with that peanut butter. Cook it stirringly constantly over low heat until the marshmallows are melted. Pour the marshmallow mixture over the cereal. Stir with wooden spoon until well coated. Add, mix in the reduced fat chocolate morsels. Press the mixture into a prepared pan, using a rubber spatula to spread it out, and cut it into 24 bars. So there you go. That's the recipe here for Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers low fat chocolate contra bars. That's worth 2 points. Simple as that. Anyway, there we go. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and have our commercial break in now that we got rid of our free recipes of the day. Again, they're all Weight Watchers desserts recipes. Pretty interesting. And hopefully we'll be able to get read free articles with TMZ 2, which is also coming up next. FYI, it's TMZ Celebrity News that's coming up next, by the way. Yep. There we go. And for our music, I'm going to put in David Guetta and Chris Willis, Getting Over You. And Lady Gaga, Eleotro. Take a drink. There we go. All right. So anyway, you're listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, December 27, 2024. It's good having you with us. Again, our New Year's Eve live special will be from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the East Coast. So there you go. So, good for East Coast viewers, not really good for me, but oh well. But anyway, enough of all that. Hopefully we'll still have a lot of fun. We'll still enjoy the live ball drop regardless. So, there you go. Anyway, coming up in the next segment will be TMZ Celebrity News, of course, at 8:40 a.m. So, there you go. Yay. Anyway. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up right after this with more with TMZ Celebrity News. Yes. So we'll be right back with the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. They'll go away. Yep. Fergie and Chris Willis. Let me hover over it. And LMFAO. Yes. On the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it's time for TMZ Celebrity News. Mariah Carey embraces nostalgic 90s style, her curly hair in Colorado. Mariah Carey is going back to her official roots, her hair roots, that is, by changing up her usually silk smooth hairdo, I should say. excuse me, for a curly look reminiscent of her hairstyle back in the day, that is. The singer-songwriter pulled up to Cat's Steak, a high-class restaurant in Aspen, bundled up in a pristine white coat and matching boots with just a hint of her long legs showing through the garment's opening. Her curly hair is eye-catching here, really. Down the left side of her face, while the hair is on the right, is tucked behind her ear. Now we gotta keep reading, guys. Here we go. So, Mariah Carey is holding hands with a man in these pics. It's unclear what their relationship is or not, but the two seem happy to be out and about on the town together at least, so that's nice. Here's a picture from the 1990s in black and white, by the way. As you know, Maria's busy Christmas season is coming to an end, and we'll imagine she'll be taking her nearly year-long break as she prepares for the next holiday season. Her big finish came on Christmas Day, when a pre-recorded performance of her song All I Want for Christmas was played before each of the Netflix NFL games. All I Want for Christmas is a Mariah Carey kickoff, hashtag NFL on Netflix, which was posted by Netflix. What else? She also said personal best this season. This Christmas season, I should say. Staying atop the Hot 100 chart for 3 consecutive weeks now, which gives it 17 total weeks at number 1 since its release in 1994, the most for one Mariah Carey song. It seems Mariah is reflecting on the good times, hopping back in time with her great retro look, really. Alright. So, we'll move on to the next song, Blake Lively, Netflix comedian's terrible timing using the C word. Awkward. In comedy, timing is everything, and the time to make jokes about Blake Lively's alleged bad behavior has clearly passed, and one comedian may catch flack for a previously recorded crack. Now, here's the deal. Netflix is torching 2024, a roast of the year, comedy special had came out on Friday, which I think is today, by the way. Yep. With well-known comics riffing on the biggest stories of the year. Hannah Berner, a former reality TV star turned stand-up comedy, decided to take aim at Lively over rumors about her difficult personality. Let's see what this is about. Ah, boy. Check out this clip. Well, I dismissed it, but, Hannah noted the word, I think that's the word. I want to see what that word is. Let's play this video, because I'm curious. It's only 11 seconds. We can play it. Let me unmute it, and we'll go ahead and turn this up so we can hear it together. Go ahead and play it. Here we go.
The word c*** was trending this year. I don't think Blake Lively was that bad.
I think it's the word... I think it's, she's saying C-R-A-P. But anyway, it's the word crap. Sorry about that. Check out the clip. Hannah, the word... the C-word has been trained this year. And she doesn't think Blake Lively wasn't all that bad. And the instigation was clear. Well, the audience laughed at the time. It's worth noting this was filmed earlier this month, before Blake sued co-star Justin Baldoni for sexual harassment and alleged he took part in a coordinated effort to destroy her reputation. Public support has flown back big time in Blake's favor, so Hannah's joke seems tone-deaf in the present moment. We did break the story. Blake filed a lawsuit against Justin late last week, accusing him of some shocking conduct on the set of It Ends With Us. The lawsuit includes text messages between two public relations flacks who work for Baldoni, scheming on how to take down Lively. Baldoni's lawyers have denied all alleged wrongdoing, but his agency, WME, dropped him almost immediately after Lively's lawsuit was filed. And by the way, Berner's joke was far from the only irrelevant crack of the night. Tim Dillon hopped on stage and played the ghost of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. So no topic was indeed off limits. We did reach out to Blake about Hannah's joke, but there was no word back yet, so oh well. We might have time for one more story. Ah, yeah, might as well. Tim Dillon plays the ghost of Brian Thompson in Netflix roast. Deny, defend, and decompose. More arc. Deny, deny, deny. Comedian Tim Dillon has a new motto for the healthcare industry. Joking as the ghost of UnitedHealthcare CEO Ryan Thompson that the company will deny, defend, decompose. The star appears in Netflix's Torching 2024 Roast of the Year, which had dropped Friday on the streaming giant. Hopping on stage in the get-up reminiscence of what Thompson wore when he was shot in Manhattan earlier this month, with chains added to the assemble. Dillon's ghoulish gray appearance was met with a pretty mixed reaction from the audience. Some cheers and some groans. Dillon clearly picked up on the tension, breaking character for a moment and joking, "He's going to hell for this, you might as well laugh." Yeah, we gotta see what the heck this is about. Tim, as Brian says, he's sickened by all the people cheering his death online. But not the kind of sick his company would immediately deny, he adds. Dillon says he's an integral part of the economy. Explain, without people like me, effing people over like you, help people like me, this country would fall apart and that's on you. Tim Dillon added on two powerful jokes showing out deny, defend, decompose, a reference to the words cops would say that were scribbled on the bullets used to shoot Thompson, before saying he would see the hawk to a girl, Haley Welch, in hell. Some of these details, should sound familiar to you. Remember, we broke that story knowing that Dillon did this when they filmed the special earlier this month. As you know, Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly killing Thompson, and he's facing murder charges at both the state and federal level. He's being sent to the same prison, too, where Diddy's at. We've reached out to Thompson's family about it a bit, and again, just like with Brenner, there was no word back. Finally enough, it put a period at the end. Weird spell there. Anyway, I just closed that off. And actually, you know what? I got an idea here. I don't know if we have time. I think we would have had time to import it, but I was going to play Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, but I don't think we have time to Well, we might as well. We could just go over, I guess. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to try. I don't have the file download, but I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna break a sin though. Okay, yeah, Mariah Carey Christmas. Okay, here it is. I'm gonna do a deadly sin, everyone. I'm just gonna just, create a new folder here. Call it, special. Control B. Here we go. And we'll just minimize that for now. Alright, we'll just go to Track Manager here. Folder. Do this music. We'll just do it as 90s. Technically, it did come out in the 90s. Because it came out in 1994. Okay, we'll go to My Music. Special. Ah, there we go. Okay, hopefully that doesn't screw it up. Alright, now, we are going to go over, but oh well. Alright, first things first. Let me put All I Want for Christmas Is You in. I didn't get to play any Christmas music before, so I'm sorry. I just want to do it when I can. And we'll go ahead and put our commercial in. It's about a 4-minute song, by the way. I think I'll just play that one song instead. So, put our commercial in. Just playing it because I can. That's a weird. Put one more commercial in just for the heck of it. I think that might work. I don't know. We might have to just go over this a little bit more. But I still haven't even revealed what the next segment's going to be, guys. You probably guessed it. It's going to be Pokemon Go, but who knows? Maybe I might do something else. I'll do Pokemon Go in the next segment. Who cares? Anyway, yep, Pokemon Go it is. Anyway, coming up after Maria Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You will be Pokemon Go. Simple as that. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club in the second half for Friday, December 27, 2024. Yep, we'll be coming up with Pokemon Go, so there you go. Anyway, you're listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club here on Tricky Fox Radio for Friday, December 27th, 2024. Anyway, this is Tricky Fox Radio and me, Jesse Hackinson. Mwah. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was All I Want for Christmas Is You by Maria Carey. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. So there you go. A good old classic from 1994. I hope all you guys enjoyed your Christmas 2 days ago. Sorry I couldn't play the song anytime sooner, but there you go. But it, like I said, I said it was still number one on the Hot 100. So there you go. Anyway, we could play Pokemon Go, but I don't really have the tablet arm's reach right now. In fact, I don't even know where it's at right now. So I think just to improvise for now, I think we're going to do something else. I think I'm going to actually show off Wednesday Night Trivia last night for a change. Just for the heck of it. Like I said, I don't really have access to a tablet right now. It's not an excuse. Well, I mean, I guess it is. I really don't have an arm's reach right now. I can't really get to it right now. I don't even know where it's at. I'll probably have to find it on the next spring. I could have found it, but I had to take my meds, so... Oh, well. Anyway, let's load up on our media player here. On Windows 11, that is. And we'll go ahead and play Wednesday Night Trivia. I believe it's in the Documents folder here. Come on. Here it is. Alright, a little bit. There we go. Turn up a little bit here. Alright, that should suffice. And I'll go ahead and skip forward to a certain part. It's funny. Sort of. Yeah, we went too far there. Okay, here is where it gets kind of interesting. Alright, here we go. This is a part you think you'll be... This is a part where you might find pretty funny. Here we go. I'm going to cry myself to sleep tonight as well as say it.
I'm glad we didn't double down on this one.
We did double down, by the way. We did double down to the fourth round, by the way. That was the first one we actually got right. It was number three. That was Margaret Thatcher. Got a little help with that. Big and Tabby.
That's my situation. He asked you to name two of the three daughters. Here are the three names. Let's see how you did. Cordelia, Newton, and Darla.
Those were none of the names.
I well, no luck on that. Bad luck on that. Hey, no one can have good luck on Shakespeare anyway.
Number six. Carrots, beets, and radishes are all root vegetables. They all go underground. Number seven. The name that is missing from that list is Bianca.
It was the Golden Girls, but it was one of the actresses' names. It wasn't one of the real actresses' names. That's the problem. So I did a co-pilot search, and I asked what were the Golden Girls on co-pilot, and it said, it showed the actresses' names. Like, holy crap, those are the actresses' names. Damn it. Or my language. Classical Greek. So yeah, that was wrong too. We were taking some notes from like Arabic or something. So yeah, it was 3 points. So it was pretty terrible. Yeah, you don't need to hear can we hear that later? But yeah, as you can probably tell, that round was pretty terrible for us. But we're not done yet. Let's go to round three. Let's hear the answers, of course. This actually has 11, by the way. Sneaking to the point where it does it. Okay, there we go. Went too far.
There we go. I guess we're together.
This one is not going to be the first line. That is the first line of a hit
song. That one got it right. Got that one right.
Number three.
Tell because I said yes, because I got right. Not like that.
The first line of Captain.
I got that one wrong. Yeah. They doubled down on this one, too, by the way.
And
you could probably already tell by me going, yeah, I got right. We did get that one right. Cut pretty close. Yeah, we did.
I wrote it down.
Right?
Yeah, of course you did.
Oh, damn. Actually, no, she didn't say filter, so we did get right. Of course. So, yeah, we did get that one right, too. Okay. Never mind.
This is
incorrect, dude.
Like I said, when it was saying things that are made, most people don't click on the first line. That is the opening line of the Godfather.
One of the teammates was booing. It wasn't my teammate, but you get the idea. Oh well. Yeah, it's from the Narnia series, by the way. It was the first one. Everyone should have known that. That was Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring. Yeah, that one was a softball. Call me Ishmael, Moby Dick. So there you go. Anyway, that was round three. We did pretty good that round. We could have doubled down that round, but overall, it was okay, I guess. But anyway, we'll just minimize that. Anyway, I promise you guys, the next segment, we're going to do Pokemon Go. I just got to find the tablet, sign out and sign back in, as always, because, again, it has authentication problems, like it always does. Anyway, because that's just how the Natic rolls. Yeah. But as you can probably tell, the first round wasn't so well. The third round was not that bad, actually. I think the third round was really where we touched base at. We still did double down, though. I really wish we did, though, but it was okay, I guess. Anyway, I guess I'll just park traditional commercial break in. There we go. It's going to be a 3-minute one this time. And this time we're going to go back to doing our top 40 music again, And we're going to play, so we could play here, let's play Kesha this time with, Your Love Is My Drug. And after that, we'll play, Nothing On You by B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars. Yeah. So there you go. So yeah, coming up, I promise you will be on Pokemon Go. I just gotta find a tablet, and hopefully it'll work out. If it doesn't, oh well. But I'm pretty sure it will, though. The worst case of radio is, it'll make me sign out and sign back in. But this show ain't good enough without Pokemon Go, guys. Just saying. Anyway, enough of all that, like I said, coming up is, of course, we can't go wrong without Pokemon Go, guys. We can't go wrong without that. We just can't. Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9:20 a.m., guys, with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Nothing On You by B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars and Kesha, Your Love Is My Drug. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. So there you go. Anyway, I found a tablet. It was apparently in my duffel bag. Where else? And now we can play Pokemon Go. Just had to re-sign in, but there you go. So, just remember, don't enter dangerous areas while playing Pokemon Go and you'll be safe. So there you go. Anyway, got a caption. Hold on. So we got room here. Looks like we do for Jesse Wild. Does it mean a yellow gym? It means he gets in for free, I guess you could say. Why did that? Has ourselves a Growlithe, I guess, which is tiny, apparently. Small, too. I'm not going to bother throwing a berry at it. Looks, he's a great ball. There's a great throw, though. That's nice. Please stay in. Yay! That's some mission complete, it looked like. Ah, there we go. Litten, huh? I'll feed it some candy here. There we go. Okay, I'll add the Pokédex entry because again, I never caught this one. And here we go. Apparently, we've registered, I didn't mean to dismiss it, but oh well. It wanted to save the image, but oh well. Okay. Let's see what the next, thing is here. Okay, catch a Pokemon on 4 different days, and 5 different days, 6 different days, on 11 different days. Okay. And when does this expire? In 7 days and 23 hours. So I'll probably not be able to do the... I'll probably catch up to 7 days. But probably not into the last ones. But, oh well. I guess that's it for the Pokemon here. 2 times daily adventure incense irritation. Let's just use it and see what happens. We can use it for 30 minutes this time. Let's just see if something comes up, just for the heck of it. So I'm just curious. While we're waiting, let's check and see what eggs we have. 0.6 kilometers. Okay, so there's still a little bit left time left on this one. Okay, We do got one here. It's a Vanillite. Very weak. I'm just going to throw a berry at it. Candy berry and a great ball. But I guess it'll probably be worth nothing. Yep, so I thought it's worth nothing. Yes. Move over here now. Hey. Pokemon. I forget how much this Growlithe is worth. It's just light and short, by the way. It's 2 stars. It ain't that bad. I might just throw it away, though, because of its low CP, though. Tauros, I forget how many stars you were. I think you were 2. Yeah, but you got pretty high defense, too. Wonder if this Litten was also 2 stars as well. It is. But I'll probably end up tagging it anyway because of it being not only a new one, but also Community Day. Poster 1. Alright, I have to throw away some Pokemon. Let me search 0 stars here. Okay, Murkrow. I'll probably keep the Murkrow, though, just for a trade. I don't need a very low-end Vanillite. Nor do I need Punkaboo. Piplup. That one can't even evolve, by the way. Yeah, I don't need the Piplups. I don't think they can even evolve either. I can just throw in a Zora, too. Besides, I have a very large Zoroark on this account. It's like 2015. It's freaking huge. So there you go. Hold on to that one. I think it's the only one I have. Do you want to hold on to the shiny still? Yeah, good idea. Alright, that might work good enough for now, but hold on. Yeah, that's good enough. Include, yes, there we go. Alright, and that freed up a few spaces, not a whole lot, some. Go for 1 star. I got Blitzel here. Okay, let's see here. Rowlet. Punkaboo again. Absol. I could throw away the Shadow Drowsy, I guess. I mean, I have it. Yeah, we'll hold on that one just in case, though. But I don't need it, though. Probably don't throw it away. Might hold on to it anyway, though, just for the heck of it. So, if it's the only one I have. Okay, I guess that'll work good enough. Alright, and again, I'll just hold on to the 2 stars, because again, they're the ones I have. I'll sort my CP now, and you can tell right now, you can't see it that well, but my biggest Pokemon on this account is Excadrill with a CP of 2763. And I have 16 Drillbur Candy to work with. What is the max it can go to? 3279, okay. So far. I would need a lot of candy, though. Anyway, here's an air one we can catch. I don't think it was stirred in with the, incense. No, it was not. We can still catch it, though. Okay, you do not want to use a golden raspberry, so we're just gonna have to just throw a... Okay, we did do a great Froatly, so that'll work. Okay, there we go. Okay, was it worth? 1 star. Okay, adios. There we go. Alright, I'm just gonna put the tablet somewhere where it will be fine. Where it's fine, even though ants will get on it. Oh well. Should have said that, but oh well. Anyway, we're going to put our commercial break in very quickly as we can. I can't promise you anything, but we'll try. Okay, there we go. Alright, let's put some music in. We'll put, what should we put in? Probably end up just going over. Put in Sexy Chick by David Guetta. And, come on, just see. And, This Afternoon by Nickelback. Anyway, I don't think I have time to reveal what's coming up in the next segment, so I guess it's going to be a surprise, guys. Sorry. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Alright, that was This Afternoon, Nickelback and Sexy Chick featuring Akon by David Guetta, right here on the Drinking Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, sorry about triggering it so late. Apparently I didn't hit the button in time, but oh well. I wasn't paying close attention. Apparently, I was paying attention to something else. In fact, let's just dismiss that and turn that off. There we go. And we'll close out that as well. There we go. Anyway, all right. So for the final segment, we're gonna go ahead and just preview on the rest of Wednesday at trivia, I guess. Since I didn't make it in time. In fact, I can't really talk that well, guys, unfortunately. My nose is really plugged right now. It's an extra slap in the face, so there you go. So there you go. Let's go ahead and go to the answers for round 4, and here we go. Wherever they're at. This was the round we doubled down on, by the way. Close enough. There's Marilyn Monroe, that's what we put down. You only live once with the answer, that's what we put down too. Alright, while we watch this, while I watch you listen to it, I'm trying to see if I can catch myself meow. I saw a Pokemon go up, by the way.
I got one of them right, so we got one.
That helped slaves escape from the South. The answer is Harriet Tubman. Number 6, you saw the very carpet in Los Angeles. Matter of fact, I used to live within walking distance of that place. You got a 225 minute walk, but that's walking distance. Number 7, prior to World War II, that is before it achieved independence, Indonesia was a Dutch colony. Number 8. You were found at the headquarters of the United Farm Workers, founded by Senator Chavez in California. Number 9. What was the epinephrine. Yeah, then you can. Puerto Rico belongs to the United States, the Fiji belongs to France, and Greenland belongs to Denmark.
All right, so we're going to move on to round five now. This is the last one. Too far there, Jesse.
There we go. Number of strokes in the Constitution of the people voting here for nine strokes. The chief monitoring unit of India is the Ministry. And the woman's name is Iberia, is the old Latin name for Ireland.
Damn it! I didn't get that one, right?
The Osirian is the antagonist of Catch 22. Number six. What acclaimed Japanese director received an honorary Academy Award in 1990 is the late great Akira Kurosawa.
Oh, Gaston
loves that. He was responsible for many classic films, along with Seven Samurai, which I think everyone knows. Number seven. The name of that big red thing sticking out of the front is a cow catcher. What word could be a verb that we want to tester?
Okay,
a slang term for a horse, and the word we're looking for is, of course, nag.
Yeah.
Number nine. What
might right.
Someone wear that you would call a rug? A rug is a slang term for a toupee.
Right.
And the last one for 2 points. What two words pronounced the same but spelled differently? Refer to a small boat and a ditzy person. The words we're looking for are D and D.
You got it.
So add them up and let's see how this ends.
All right, so there you go. That's the last round there.
Minus
three.
Well, because the last one played this three.
Yeah, it's three, I guess. Anyway, we'll be right back to the final results. Don't go away. This is KHKJ TV, your home for Pokemon.
And by the way, we were even any close to the final results. I think we were probably last place. Not even close. Anyway, we'll go ahead and do a little brief weather report here if we have time. I don't think we do, though. Yeah, I don't think I'm even going to bother, especially after I read the post. So, yeah, if you want to read the weather, just log on to tfxradio.rf.gd and you can find the weather there. Just click on the weather link and you should be able to find it. I know I usually don't like announcing that, but that's just how it's gotta be, guys. So suck it up. I'm sorry. Anyway, we'll go ahead and put the last commercial in. I think if I did such an assist, it wanted me to clear something out, but I don't know why this program's gotta be weird like that. Some jelly scroll in there. Airplanes, and for our last song, we'll play, we're gonna play Break Even. There we go. And that's it, guys. We still got 2 minutes left, guys. I could read the weather, I guess, but like I said, I don't really feel like doing that, because, like I said, I ran over earlier, especially with the last segment, essentially, with the mic, because it wanted me to clear the darn playlist. There was nothing to clear. So forget that. And plus, also, my nose is plugged, so I can't really talk that well, so there you go. I do not know why. Maybe I got the thing I got from David. I highly doubt it, though, but who knows. But anyway, that's probably it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, December 27th, 2024. Let's see what our next morning show will be, guys. We'll just do it on here, a stupid program. Probably Monday, December 30th. Cool, guys. So anyway, like I said, even we deal with these weird quirks in these programs or whatever, our next morning show will be on December 30th of 2024. And don't forget, I'll still be doing a morning show on December 31st, but also be doing our New Year's Eve broadcast also that evening as well. So there you go, and yeah, that'll be quite fun. So I'll be doing two live shows that day, ironically, on the 31st, so that'll be quite interesting. So there you go. But anyway, that's it for the show, guys, the morning show, the morning club, that is. I'll see you on Monday, everyone, but until next time, I'll see you on the 30th. I believe it's the 30th. I'll double-check that. Yep, I'll see you on the 30th, everyone. Goodbye, everyone.